Of note, BVA member overcame adversity to become a champion by Stephanie Farr of the Philadelphia Inquirer. This entry of the bulletin's of note section is accompanied by a half-length photo of a faintly smiling gentleman attired in weightlifting tights. The gentleman appears to have a very large and healthy physique. A barbell is seen resting on iron hooks on a wall behind him and to his right. A human forearm is also visible in the photo. It is seen extended toward an object that is fastened to the man's tights at chest level. The caption reads, "Charles King, Pennsylvania Regional Group, defies all odds as a fit, blind power lifter at age 69. The entry starts, "When Charles King went blind at 39, he gave up on life, on his pregnant girlfriend, and on himself. Quote, I said, okay, God, that's it, I quit, end quote. I literally quit and just went out on the streets and joined the homeless, he said. I hoped because I was blind someone would kill me. Going blind and becoming homeless wasn't the toughest battle King would have to face. In 2000, after he got clean and was reunited with his family, King's 14-year-old daughter died. 5 years after that, he was diagnosed with cancer. And yet, somehow, he's lifted himself up both mentally and physically. Today, the 69-year-old Philadelphian is one of the oldest blind powerlifters in the world, having finished first in his weight and age class last month at the United States Association of Blind Athletes National Powerlifting Championships in Colorado Springs, with a 248-pound squat, a 236-pound bench press, and a 341-pound deadlift. All of a sudden, I expected something of myself, King said. The world doesn't expect anything of someone who's blind, but I'm doing something nobody can imagine at my age, end quote. Retrieved from the Philadelphia Inquirer, published August 18, 2019. Bob Brown, Integrity, Kindness, Devotion to Fellow Blinded Veterans, by Stuart Nelson. A photo also accompanies this of-note entry. Two couples are seen standing together. Each individual is holding a plate filled with food that they were apparently just served when the photo was snapped. Left to right is a gentleman dressed in a short-sleeve shirt and tie, a lady in a dress, and a second, shorter gentleman also in a white shirt and tie, followed by another lady in formal attire. All but the second gentleman are wearing name badges with lanyards. The caption describes the photo thus. Bob Brown, third from left, was a fixture at BVA National Headquarters in the 1980s and 90s. Left to right, Director of District 2 at the time, David May, his wife Christina, and Bob's wife Joy Wayno. The brief write-up about Bob Brown reads as follows. Last fall, on September 9th, BVA lost another of its stalwart dedicated members. The member was one who was constantly seeking out ways to serve others. In the case of Robert Bob Burton Brown, that dedication was matched by professionalism that was enhanced by a multitude of talents. He was a true hero to the members and National Headquarters staff of the 1980s, 1990s, and early 2000s. Many who knew Bob Brown and recently learned of his passing at age 83 are grieving his loss. They knew him as a veteran of the U.S. Army who served in Korea after the war as a Chinese translator. Following his military service, he graduated from Georgetown University with a bachelor's degree in political science. They also knew him as a man who could talk with nearly anyone or any group on their level and from their perspective outside of his own comfort zone. Bob was the BVA Director of Development in 1985. He worked closely with an agency that provided creative direct mail packages that raised relatively large sums. Bob wrote much of the copy for those packages, creating storylines about blinded veterans who had been helped on their road to success in life through their connection to and membership in BVA. Quote, he was not only an ace copywriter, but author of two books used in those fundraising efforts, end quote, a former colleague recently reflected. The books, self-published by BVA, were a two-volume set. The first was entitled Our Fight Against Darkness, and the second, The Fight Goes On, Perspectives on the Blinded Veteran Experience and the Work of the Blinded Veterans Association. Quote, while I may have taught Bob a small thing or two about fundraising, he taught me by example about fortitude, sacrifice, compassion, loyalty, forthrightness, kindness, and the ultimate decency of human nature, the same former colleague mused. More years went by, and Bob retired, but I never walked past his old office without missing him for his advice, his knowledge, his optimism, his friendship, and his spirit, end quote. Bob moved on after his stint as director of development and assumed the directorship of BVA's field service programs. In that position, he met frequently with those who took over the fundraising efforts. The two parties frequently met to discuss expansion of field service activities, opportunities to reach more blinded veterans, and how to better serve BVA members. He was a BVA employee from 1982 until his retirement in 1999 and attended every national convention during his tenure. Bob was open about his own personal struggle with blindness and enjoyed speaking with student groups at George Washington University, just blocks from the headquarters offices. He frequently took other veterans with him to such engagements. Despite the struggle, he never let adversity get the best of him, as he pursued a master's degree at George Washington, studied poetry and music as an avocation, and solved crossword puzzles, all on top of an extraordinarily hectic schedule. Bob married Helena Joy Ueno in August 1960, and they made their home in Cheverly, Maryland. He was employed with Public Employment Service and later with the Department of Agriculture before working for BVA. He was preceded in death in 2009 by Joy, whom he cared for during a long illness. The couple is survived by two sons and two daughters. BVA members invited for Iowa Tea. VA and Disabled American Veterans, DAV, invite veterans with a disability to attend the 27th Annual Disabled Veterans Tea, that stands for Training, Exposure, and Experience, Tournament, known as NDVTEE. September 13th to 18th, 2020, in Iowa City, Iowa. The NDVT tournament is open to male and female military service veterans with qualifying disabilities. Veterans who have inpatient or outpatient status at a VA medical facility will have priority. This event aims to provide disabled veterans with an opportunity to develop new skills and strengthen their self-esteem through golf, as well as other adaptive sports. If you're interested in attending, please visit www.tee.va.gov for complete information about the NDVT tournament and to register for this week-long event. NIH, NIST researchers use artificial intelligence for quality control of stem cell-derived tissues. The graphic logo of the National Institutes of Health has been placed at the end of this lengthy of note entry. The graphic has an arrow containing the white letters NIH pointing at the full name, National Institutes of Health, in dark letters, followed on the next line by the phrase, turning discovery into health. The background is a checkerboard of light and dark squares, and there is no caption of any kind. Researchers used artificial intelligence, AI, to evaluate stem cell-derived patches of retinal pigment epithelium, RPE, tissue, for implanting into the eyes of patients with age-related macular degeneration, AMD, a leading cause of blindness. The proof-of-principle study helps pave the way for AI-based quality control of therapeutic cells and tissues. The method was developed by researchers at the National Eye Institute, NEI, and the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, and is described in a report appearing online today in the Journal of Clinical Investigation. NEI is part of the National Institutes of Health. Quote, this AI-based method of validating stem cell-derived tissues is a significant improvement over conventional assays, which are low-yield, expensive, and require a trained user, said Kapil Bharti, Ph.D., a senior investigator in the NAI Ocular and Stem Cell Translational Research Section. Quote, our approach will help scale up manufacturing and will speed delivery of tissues to the clinic, added Bharti, who led the research along with Carl Simon Jr., Ph.D., and Peter Badgsey, Ph.D. of NIST. Cells of the RPE nourish the light-sensing photoreceptors in the eye and are among the first to die from geographic atrophy, commonly known as dry AMD. Photoreceptors die without the RPE, resulting in vision loss and blindness. Bharti's team is working on a technique for making RPE replacement patches from AMD patients' own cells. Patient blood cells are coaxed in the lab to become induced pluripotent stem cells, iPSCs, which can become any type of cell in the body. The iPS cells are then seeded onto a biodegradable scaffold where they are induced to differentiate into mature RPE. The scaffold RPE patch is implanted in the back of the eye behind the retina to rescue photoreceptors and preserve vision. The patch successfully preserved vision in an animal model, and a clinical trial is planned. The researchers' AI-based validation method employed deep neural networks, an AI technique that performs mathematical computations aimed at detecting patterns in unlabeled and unstructured data. The algorithm operated on images of the RPE obtained using quantitative bright field absorbance microscopy. The networks were trained to identify visual indications of RPE maturation that correlated with positive RPE function. Those single-cell visual characteristics were then fed into traditional machine learning algorithms, which in turn helped the computers learn to detect discrete cell features crucial to the prediction of RPE tissue function. The method was validated using stem cell-derived RPE from a healthy donor. Its effectiveness was then tested by comparing iPSC-RPE derived from healthy donors with iPSC-RPE from donors with oculocutaneous albinism disorder and with clinical-grade stem cell-derived RPE from donors with AMD. In particular, the AI-based image analysis method accurately detected known markers of RPE maturity and function. Transepithelial resistance, a measure of the junctions between neighboring RPE, and secretion of endothelial growth factors. The method also can match a particular iPSC-RPE tissue sample to other samples from the same donor, which helps confirm the identity of tissues during clinical-grade manufacturing. Quote, "Multiple AI methods and advanced hardware allowed us to analyze terabytes of imaging data for each individual patient and do it more accurately and much faster than in the past," Bajci said. Quote, "This work demonstrates how a garden variety microscope, if used carefully, can make a precise, reproducible measurement of tissue quality," Simon said. The work was supported by the NEI Intramural Research Program and the Common Fund Therapeutics Challenge Award. The Flow Cytometry Corps, led by the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, also contributed to the research. NEI leads the federal government's research on the visual system and eye diseases. NEI supports basic and clinical science programs to develop sight-saving treatments and address the special needs of people with vision loss. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov. And this was retrieved from a news and events page of the National Institutes of Health website. Former staff member remembered. BVA National Headquarters was saddened to learn of the sudden passing of Thedra Thornhill Johnson on February 2nd. Thedra was employed from November 2015 until September 2018 as a field service program administrative assistant at the Alexandria headquarters, but spent most of her time at the Board of Appeals office in Washington, D.C. with both Brenda Davis and Wanda Grover. Quote, "We were so very sorry to hear of Thedra's passing," said Wade Davis, BVA National Veterans Care Review Specialist. "She was sweet, knowledgeable, and dedicated to helping our veterans with claims and appeals with thoroughness and kindness, something that many veterans noticed," end quote. Thedra is survived by four children, who were her greatest love, along with both of her parents. Funeral services were held February 11th in Manassas, Virginia. Recalculating and Reframing, Blind Veterans Show the Way, by Pascal Bauty. The essence of the VA Health Initiative aims to encourage veterans to take charge of their health and wellness. The best place to find examples of this targeted ownership is to examine the lives and trials of those who have struggled mightily with debilitating setbacks, including blindness and multiple medical challenges. Here are the values that emerged in a project of asking 32 blind veterans where they found meaning and hope. 1. Embracing their blindness and other disabilities or special needs. 2, learning from another veteran's attitudes, often with more severe disabilities. 3, enjoying helping others and the friendship of other veterans. 4, expressing a strong personal faith as critical to their journey. 5, a profound appreciation of the blind rehab staff and the environment of kindness. 6, a thankfulness for the support they have at home. 7, a sense of humor in the ability to laugh. 8, a growing sense of self-reliance despite visual impairment. 9, a mental and emotional acceptance or embrace of their conditions. As several put it, we moved from why me to why not me. 10, a quiet joy in their discovery of an increasing self-reliance and resilience. 11, an inner peace with one's self. If perhaps you have found some beauty here in these veterans' stories, or even more in a glimpse of your possibilities, then share them with others. Sharing helps us grow in resilience and love. Here are a few principles these veterans have embraced. See if any of these principles feel right for you for your own journey. Recognize that all perception is selective. We do not see the world as it is, but as we are, through the lens of our life history and values. Our vision is always limited. We create the world we live in by what we focus upon. Becoming aware or mindful is the critical key. Know that you create your own world by what you focus on. Find and pursue your own dreams. Accept that your own journey is very unique, unlike anyone else's. Know that it is okay to be imperfect, flawed, and different. In whatever you do, stretch yourself and do your best. Push your limits. Try to exceed your expectations and those of others. Remain curious. Persist. Expect challenges and setbacks. We learn by our missteps and mistakes, by our failures and flaws. Know that failure is part of the game of life. Develop an internal GPS that can, quote, recalculate and reframe, end quote. And never ask the question, why me? Each of us is dealt in life a different hand of cards. What counts is what we do with the cards we receive and how we play them. To complain about what happens is to sit on a pity porch. This source comes from The Blind Veterans Coping with Loss, Amazon, 2020, Pascal Bauty, free ebook. National Veterans Summer Sports Clinic. BVA strongly encourages veterans with sight loss to experience the adventure, sports, and recreational activities to be offered at the upcoming National Veterans Summer Sports Clinic in San Diego, California. Sailing, surfing, kayaking, and cycling are just a few of the opportunities that will be available at the September 20-25, 2020 event. Registration began February 10th and will continue through May 1st. The clinic promotes the value of rehabilitation utilizing a variety of summer leisure activities and adaptive sports. Its mission is to provide a training ground for both veterans and healthcare providers in bringing about a strong foundation that will further each veteran's dedication to the overall rehabilitation, health, and pursuit of a healthy lifestyle. For more information and periodic updates, visit the VA website blogs that reference the Summer Sports Clinic. VA National Cemetery Administration Benefits by Lawrence A. Provost, Outreach Officer, National Cemetery Administration. Veterans deserve to be honored and appreciated by those to whom they have given so much of their lives to protect. They are owed a debt that the nation can never fully repay. VA offers one way to honor and memorialize U.S. veterans through the National Cemetery Administration's, or NCA, 142 national cemeteries. At no cost to the family and after application and approval, burial benefits available to veterans in a VA National Cemetery include gravesite at a national cemetery for the veteran, spouse, and certain dependents, i.e. minor children or adults under their parents' court-ordered care, etc. If the spouse passes away first, the same benefit still applies. A government headstone or marker. A burial flag to drape the casket or accompany the urn of a deceased veteran who served honorably in the U.S. Armed Forces. And presidential memorial certificates upon request, an engraved paper certificate signed by the current president for as many family members as desired. All veterans can also receive a ceremonial salute provided by the Department of Defense or volunteer service organizations. The opening and closing of the grave liner, or vault, and perpetual care of the gravesite are provided in a VA national cemetery. Together, these benefits add up to thousands of dollars of savings for a veteran's family. If a veteran chooses to be buried in a private cemetery, the government headstone, government marker, or a bronze medallion showing the veteran's branch of service may be provided free of charge. The medallion may only be affixed to a privately purchased headstone in a private cemetery. If buried in a private cemetery, veterans are still eligible for a burial flag and presidential memorial certificates. Ideally, these benefits should be planned and secured while the veteran is still alive. Pre-need eligibility is a VA program designed to help veterans and their families establish eligibility for these burial services. Once burial benefits are approved, place the letter in a safe location, like a safe deposit box, and inform your family where the letter is located. Pre-need eligibility is the best, most effective way to establish burial or memorial benefits. Fill out a VA form 40-10007. You can print out a form and get more information here at www.cem.va.gov/pre-need. Or fax the form with your DD-214 or other discharge military paperwork to this number, 1-866-900-6417, or mail the application and a copy of your DD-214 to the address on the form. Place a follow-up call to 1-800-535-1117. Visit www.cem.va.gov for more information about VA burial and memorial benefits. VA BRS issues action plan for residential BRCs. Effective immediately and until further notice, all VA Blind Rehabilitation Centers, BRCs, will suspend and postpone admitting patients in order to limit COVID-19 exposure risk for veterans being treated in and traveling to or from these facilities. All future and pending BRC admissions are currently postponed. The directive was released on March 13th by Michael Williams in the Blind Rehabilitation Service National Program Office during the stays of many blinded veterans in one of the 13 BRCs nationwide. Veterans who were inpatients at the time were evaluated and managed for proper discharge planning. The directive included the need for a determination and provision for necessary follow-up care, as appropriate, at home by the veterans' VIST coordinators through telehealth or through other means for all veterans discharged. It ensured that each discharged veteran be provided with resources as appropriate for their plan of care. BRC staff members were instructed to not report to work if feeling ill in any way. They were also asked to determine plans for how time and services would be reallocated during the absence of inpatients. Local VA Medical Center guidance was to be followed regarding infection control measures and maintaining a clean environment in BRCs and patient rehabilitation areas, operating and maintaining outpatient programs through all VA continuum of care clinics, and maintaining utilization of currently scheduled non-VA community care services for blind rehabilitation services. Did you know that most issues of the Bulletin from 1946 until 1955 ran a rather lengthy bulletin board, filled with news and information about individual BVA members, promotions, degrees, marriages, personal accomplishments? And did you know that the bulletin also had a mysterious secret informant named Blinky, who offered opinion blurbs about current events and often created fun gossip within the organization, and that editor Irv Schloss published Blinky's claims without ever questioning their veracity?